7. Be specific in identifying the concern. Some discussions are ineffective because of the way topics are brought up. For example, if you refer to the problem in a generalized way, we're still having money problems. How are we ever going to pay all of the bills? It can send up a red flag and create a here we go again or turn off reaction from your spouse. This is especially true if it is an ongoing issue brought up week after week. Continual reminders about problems are tough enough to handle. But when these are expressed as negative generalizations, they can be interpreted as nagging. More effective is identifying the specific issue you'd like to resolve and labeling it a concern rather than a big problem. For example, I'm concerned about the amount of interest we're spending on credit cards and would like to discuss our options for paying off our credit cards so we can get out of debt. Communication experts have long known this simple truth. A problem well stated is a problem half solved.